Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, they're going to have another press conference soon with Governor Rick Perry. We'll try to cover that and play that live as that develops and link to it up on Infowars.com. News 8 Austin reporting the governor has said that the state has enacted its pandemic flu plan through the Division of the Emergency Management. Perry urged Texans to act responsibly and heed advice from state officials. So they put out announcements to scare everybody but then say be calm. That way they get to fearmonger, but then also play the part of the big daddy figure that's going to take good care of you. Rick Perry is a globalist. He went to Bilderberg Group and bragged about it, even though it violated federal law to set policy internationally. They're saying two different types of pig flu with human flu and bird flu combined back into another pig and then jump to humans. That's what CNN's claiming. Can't believe anything these people say. It's confirmed 91 cases in the United States, one death in the U.S. in Houston, Texas, 2,500 cases in Mexico. That is definitely a lie. And in closing, Bob Chapman, finishing up your point that the break interrupted.
There's just several hundred cases in Mexico, not the amount that they're talking about. And most of it, all of it is confined to Mexico City and the environs. And so, you know, again, it is just absolute foolishness. And, of course, the people are going to fall for it. They always do.
Well, that's my point, is that you get 15 to 35,000. People kept emailing me going, it's 36,000, CDC says. But I've read the medical reports and heard from doctors and others that they just exaggerate. And, you know, people that die of old age, they call it flu. And it's really about 15,000. But fine, let's say that makes my point even better. Let's say 36,000 people die. 36,000 people die a year in this country of flu, 300 million. Okay, and it's usually dehydration because they, you know, they're in their house, they live alone generally. You know, they get sick, nobody's there to know they're sick. They can't drink any water for 3 or 4 days, and they die of dehydration. Now, you've got close to 200 deaths, they're saying, in Mexico now. You know, you got one death in the U.S. that was from Mexico. This is out of control fear-mongering. Now, we'll get all the other angles here today of people that think it's something worse, and it could be. But regardless, the response to what the government says they know is going on is overblown and fear-mongering. Now, they know something we don't know, and maybe it's going to turn out to be more serious, but it's the track record of the government and releasing deadly pathogens that we have to look at. Bob Chapman reporting to us with contacts in Mexico. Thank you so much for popping in with us.
Well, thank you. I'll see you on Friday. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care, Bob Chapman. I want to bring up Rob Dew now. Rob Dew has one of his bandmates who works at a facility, and they, at 7 in the morning, delivered two truckloads of Tamiflu, but we're all hush-hush about it. Tell folks about that, Rob.
Yeah, he gets in really early in the morning, and he was having his coffee, and he looks out the window, and he sees the cops pulling up, you know, and they're kind of cordoning everything off, and these two trucks come in, and back in, you know, two giant tractor trailer loads of stuff. And he goes, that usually doesn't happen here and like that. And then he talked to somebody later that day, and they were told, I think it was a memo went out that said they were delivering, that they had the Tamiflu here at the facility that he works at.
And what facility is that?
He tests water, I guess, for the state.
So it's a health department.
Yeah.
State health department or city?
It's state, yeah.
So the state health department here in Austin.
Right, right.
And they had two 18-wheelers full of Tamiflu.
Tractor trailers, yeah.
Which, by the way, mutates the virus and accelerates its mutation. We've had medical doctors on confirming that. The media admits it. And that's the state buying the Tamiflu from the private company that Rumsfeld, Bush, and Obama own stock in. So right there they have a reason. Now they got General James Conway, Marine Corps Commandant, fear-mongering about it. But by the way, they're doing a Latin American/Marine takeover drill in Florida right now. That's in the news. Anything else your friend told you?
That's about it. I mean, he said he's not taking anything, so he's not going to take any vaccine, which I encourage.
All right, we'll be right back.
Finally, in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We've got him for one segment. He's a busy man, and I'm going to get back into all the flu news. Texas declaring a state of emergency. The feds have already declared one. The UN prepares to go to level 5, which they can then implement forced inoculations and mass quarantines, lockdowns of cities, military checkpoints. That is coming up. Confirmed death of a Mexican national, 23-month-old toddler that traveled back on April 8th, then got sick the 14th in Brownsville, traveled to Houston, died there. That is coming up. Then we have Dr. Leonard Horowitz coming up in 51 minutes with amazing research he's done. And then we have Steve Quayle popping in the last hour on this Wednesday, the 29th day of April, 2009. But listen to me very carefully. And I've been saying this since Saturday in the emergency broadcast we did. This is being used as a giant political distraction that the country is now officially, according to The Economist magazine and others, in depression. 2 quarters now of continual 6.1 to 6.3 drop in the economy. Chinese beginning to dump the dollar. Jobs being lost everywhere. And all anybody's talking about is Barack Obama and how he's saving us and how great he is. And, oh, look, they released a bunch of White House photos of our great, dear leader. I was getting coffee in the break room with the TV on and had to take a double take as they were calling him, just an amazing leader and a great man, and just how he's awe-inspiring. And it was the anchor on CNN doing this. I thought I'd woken up in North Korea, you know, the dear leader. And now we're not talking about how he's protecting Bush on the torture memos and saying no investigation. Now we're not talking about all of his gun control. We cannot be distracted from their agenda. While we are busy looking at this, they're trying to get through their G20, handing over further U.S. authority and trillions of dollars to foreign offshore banks as they set up the, quote, bank of the world. They will pay our carbon taxes too. They're trying to pass the carbon tax bills to literally shut down our industry, tax and regulate every facet of our lives. It's all happening while this flu, with one death of a Mexican national that came in here from Mexico City, where they're all run down and sick because it's so toxic. That's why we got Larry Pratt here joining us. Headline from gunowners.org. The second largest and the only real national pro-Second Amendment group who have documented that the NRA is actually a pro-gun control Judas goat group controlling the good members of their organization. Obama pushing treaty to ban reloading. Even BB guns could be on the chopping block. Now, remember the UNIDIR July 7th, 2001 meeting in New York where they said we want to ban all civilian ownership of firearms worldwide because it threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state. Now, under this treaty, and these are binding, that's what all the NAFTA and GATT and all of that is. We're under UNESCO. We're under UN control right now with this flu situation. It allows and says it's basically explosives manufacturing to have your own reloading or to even have companies reloading. And you see the government now trying to block the Army from selling the spent brass. All this is happening. Larry Pratt joining us from Virginia right outside D.C., the director of Gun Owners of America. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, Alex. Good to be with you.
We can't allow ourselves to be distracted by this flu while they move with the carbon taxes, the attacks on the Second Amendment, you name it. Tell us what's happening, sir.
Well, during the president's world apology tour, apologizing for all the terrible things the United States has done, he stopped off in Mexico and apologized for the United States causing Mexico's crime problem. And this is kind of a favorite of the liberals and the anti-gunners. They like to do this sort of thing. They've done it for years, blaming Virginia for D.C.'s crime problem. And nobody asked the president or nobody asked the Mexican president, Calderon, well, if guns are the problem, how come Texas has so much a lower crime rate than even right across the river from El Paso, where they hardly have any problem in Juarez? They got a terrible murder problem. It's truly an epidemic that makes the swine flu look like a walk in a park, which may be, comparatively what it really is. So he said, in order to solve this terrible problem, I'm going to make sure that the Senate acts quickly on the Inter-American Gun Control Treaty. It's called CIFTA in its Hispanic or Spanish language acronym. And the CIFTA treaty has been kicking around for quite a while. And as you said, it would require licenses for reloading ammunition. If you wanted to change the barrel on your gun, you'd be a manufacturer. Hence, you'd need to be licensed. Gun bans would be a fairly easy thing. And it could be done without once the treaty is ratified, all these things could be done and more without any kind of vote of Congress, because the treaty would be viewed as law of the land. Therefore, kind of like Paul Begala said under the Clinton administration regarding executive orders, stroke of the pen, law of the land, kind of cool. Well, I think we got some strokes of the pen coming if this treaty ever does end up being ratified by the United States Senate. I think we can stop it. They need to get at least 65 votes. Depends on how many senators are actually there, because there's a couple of vacant seats at them. Well, one empty, one vacant. Depends on, among other things, will Governor Minnesota Pawlenty hold tight and refuse to affirm the election, which I think has been stolen so far by Acorn on behalf of Al Franken, and will they just leave the seat open till all the court appeals have been run.
Well, that was my next point, is that we now have Specter announcing he is going to become a Democrat. That's going to give them a filibuster proof in the Senate. They've got the House, and they can just ram through carbon taxes, amnesty plans, gun bans. And as you know, analyzing this draconian treaty, this is bigger and badder than what he's been asking for in H.R. 45, what they've been pushing in the new expanded assault weapons ban. And so all the lies, all their disinfo about stand down GI, like Tokyo Rose in World War II, saying we're not firing on you as they were firing, you know, all these lies about we don't want your guns, this is the absolute proof. His gun banning, who wants a total gun ban for citizens, supported the D.C. gun ban. His gun banning attorney general in Mexico, in Texas, in California, constant speeches saying we've got to do something about this. You know, blaming the Mexican drug cartels and the victim disarmament culture down there and their culture of corruption, blaming the United States for this is asinine. They always blame Indiana for Chicago, where they have a gun ban. They always blame upstate New York and New Jersey for New York City. You're absolutely right. And so now there's no debating. They are openly coming at the throat of all gun owners with something bigger than the 68 Gun Control Act, bigger than the, everything rolled together. All previous gun control rolled together. Here it is manifesting, and they just keep saying, this is not an assault, this is not an assault, with that military tactic of lying and denying that you're assaulting while you're assaulting, just like tanks when they charge an emplacement, put out smoke to obscure themselves from artillery and mortars. That is all they're doing. Well, we got radar, folks. We're cutting right through the smoke. These bastards are coming at the heart of the Bill of Rights right now.
The good news is that because it's a treaty, they would need a two-thirds vote, which ups the ante, and I think we can hold them. But the only way we're going to keep them from voting for the treaty is for the Senate to realize that we're watching them. We've gotten a couple of good votes so far in the Senate, and we've talked about those. The D.C. gun ban was stuck pretty hard by an amendment to a measure in the Senate, and an Amtrak gun shipping prohibition was dumped, again, by something like 63 votes in the Senate. Well, we've got almost 20 votes more than we need, assuming it is an up or down vote, which is the only way they're going to get a treaty through.
And so, Larry, assuming Mexico doesn't totally collapse with this flu hysteria, emergency being declared in Texas, they can just say, hey, we're in an emergency. Congress, you've got to do this. Same way they passed the Patriot Act, same way they pass all this stuff.
The never let a good crisis go to waste seems like the watchword of this administration. And so you're quite right. They will try to do anything they can to consolidate power. I have to admit, I was mistaken. I did not think that Obama, socialist that I'm convinced that he is, a Marxist to the core from his education, how could he be anything but, I did not think he would take the gun issue in his teeth and move as quickly and openly as he has been, because he runs a high risk of losing in the next congressional election his party's control of the Congress.
Larry, they're maybe, going for broke. They're going for broke.
And
go ahead.
Maybe they're kind of expecting that they're going to have an amnesty measure pass soon so they can get lots of heretofore illegal aliens legalized and registered to vote.
Absolutely. No, you're right. That's what's happening, Larry.
That's probably why they're willing to be so brazen and take this on and in your face, because otherwise I can't see what they're thinking. They've already produced a pushback. There's no doubt about that. You can see it in gun store, gun show sales. It's as if the manufacturers were making their product with boxes with wings on them. As soon as they hit the shelf, they're boing, and they're off in the air again. So the American people are catching on, and the market is responding. It's reacting. It's registering just how much we've caught on.
I tell you what, Larry, let's do one more five-minute segment. We'll have you gone to 29 after, because I want to plug Gun Owners of America. You know, every time you're on, I kept telling people last year, I said, they're coming for your guns. This is the only real gun group we've got. You better join. You better get involved. You better at least get their free updates. And I want to find out when we got back from you Are people responding? Do they understand this is it? This is it. We're not waiting for the New World Order. It is attacking us now. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Larry Pratt.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
All right, Larry Pratt, Gun Owners of America. He's going to give us some other updates on a bunch of other state-level court rulings against the Second Amendment and other things that are happening. But I'm going to tell people something that's very important here, and I want you to pay attention. Ladies and gentlemen, a year ago I was telling you that the anti-gun forces had tripled the size of the BATF. They're not playing games. They're coming for the Second Amendment. And they're trying to pacify you with this Supreme Court ruling while they just ignore it and move forward. And with this treaty and the rest of it, you need to join Gun Owners of America. If you at least go sign up at gunowners.org, gunowners.org, for the free updates, and they've redesigned the site. It's gorgeous. But I suggest you call and get a yearly membership or a lifetime membership. They need your funds. I talk to them behind the scenes. You know, half the time I can't get Larry on because he's down at the Hill or his people are or he's fighting to expose what's happening. And I'm telling you, he's standing alone. The NRA is a Judas goat organization. You really think with 100 and something million gun owners that we couldn't have our Second Amendment totally back if we moved? It's a Judas goat group. We're not attacking NRA members. It's a fact. We have their documents. They pushed the 68 Gun Control Act. You got to join gun owners. How do folks do that, Larry?
Well, they can do it at gunowners.org. There's a place to not only get those updates, the free subscription for the updates that you were talking about, but you can join $20 a year, $500 a life membership. Do it over a period of time if you would like to do it that way. Or you can call us toll-free, 888-88-6-GUNS. That's 888-886, letters G-U-N-S.
Well, you're all we've got, other than the people at the state level. And folks don't know the power of citizen lobbying. You know, back in when the legislature was in session in 99, there's video of this. A JPFO local member runs in and goes, Alex, bring your camera out. There's bribery going on. And it turned out that this ethics commission said it was bribery. And that was the payoff going on in the hall. And that made such a scandal. They said they had the votes to pass, basically shutting down the gun shows, private sales, and some other things. It failed because of that ending up in the paper and the video going viral on the web. But there was a few hundred of us there, and we were the ones that stopped it. The NRA was actually bad-mouthing us in the Dallas Morning News, calling us extremists for being against the gun show shutting down the loophole.
Thank you for mentioning the word extremist. I meant to begin by thanking you for having me on to one of these main gathering points for extremists and terrorists. I just marvel at the audacity of the Secretary of Homeland Security to find that, the only terrorists that I can figure out are anybody that that whole complex of issues, pro-life, pro-gun, pro-limited government, veteran, blah, blah, blah. Those are all the people that had a tendency to vote against my boss. Those are terrorists. Now these exploding Muslims on jihad, don't worry about that. That's not a real terrorist problem. But we figured it out. These guys are really amazing. They know they're in a war. And it's our side. We've been kidding ourselves thinking we can make nice, we can make concessions, we can give things away, we can go and do other things instead of paying attention to politics. And the other side doesn't play that way. They want it all. And if they can get it without shooting, they'll do it. I mean,
well,
that's
Larry,
what politics is all about for them.
Well, Larry, 99% of the time, as you know, in history, you have a fascist or a communist ruling you. This is the nature of power. And we know the people running Washington, these international bankers and their commie workers, we know they want to take over everything. They want to micromanage our lives. What else is going on the gun grabber front in closing?
Well, I was just amazed that our good buddy Bobby Rush, we talked about him and his registration of guns bill, H.R. 45. This guy went with a congressional delegation to Cuba, about 3 weeks ago, maybe not even that long, and they were slobbering over the feet of the Castro brothers and what wonderful people they are, and Bobby Rush was saying how he would just be honored to have...
Total gun bans, death camps, everything.
And Castro brothers used the previous government's gun registration list the first full day in power, sent their thugs out, and they came back with one of two things, the registered gun or the missing gun's owner. And they then proceeded to tens of thousands of people in order to consolidate their power.
Yeah, Cuba admits they killed 140-something thousand the first year.
Well, that's the Bobby Rush gun bill. It's the dictatorship facilitation bill. Registration has never solved a crime in Hawaii or Canada where handguns have been
They
registered.
Know that. They want their slaves disarmed, and if they come
Thank
for the
you.
Guns... It's going to get nasty, like we say in Texas, come and take them. Well, thank you for the update on this. We'll continue to get updates. Gunowners.org, gunowners.org. Join now.
Thank
Stop
you.
Playing games. Give the number again.
It's 888-88-6-GUNS or just gunowners.org.
Larry Pratt, God bless you. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Alex.
great American. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. We probably wouldn't have any Second Amendment without that guy.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You are a rebel. Admit it. You refuse to read the directions when assembling a new item. You won't ask for directions when you're lost. Once in a while, you drive in the carpool lane with only you in the car. Your neighbors call you a crackpot. And you can count your real friends on one hand. Well, join the club. Einstein failed math, quit school, and his rebel ideas led to some of the world's most amazing discoveries. Edison rebelled against the dark, failed over 1,000 times, then invented the light bulb. George Washington rebelled against an entire country and led the creation of a new one. Now, Alex Jones is working to save that very country. So go ahead, be a rebel. Put in a food supply from eFoodsDirect.com. Everyone will realize you were not a nutcase after all. eFoodsDirect.com. If you're going to pick something to stand for, be sure you have enough food to keep on standing. 800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633.
We're only 26 minutes, 27 minutes away from Dr. Lynn Horowitz joining us. I am Alex Jones, your host. We're going to go to your phone calls. Michael, Leo, Randy, Steve, Jim, and others coming up here in a few minutes. I'm going to recap all the latest swine flu. It's really a, be called manufactured flu, laboratory flu. Not just the mixes from all over the world, but where it came from, what hemisphere, what time of year, out of season. The globalist preparations for martial law. Is this a beta test? Are they going to release something else even more deadly if they think they can sell us on the police state? Why is Rick Perry declaring a state of emergency in Texas? Out of the gates, that's coming up. I do want to encourage listeners to continue with other issues, not to let them use this as a total distraction. Now, you can use this bird flu, swine flu, human flu, transmutation to wake people up and go, you know, the governments have manufactured bioweapons. They've said they want to use them on us. In fact, Paul Watson's working on a story at PrisonPlanet.com on this subject that is very, very important. In fact, it may be It may be up right now. Let me check. I know he's been working on it all morning. You know, is it a race-specific bioweapon? You can use the enemy's hype of this, you know, whether they manufactured it or not. They are certainly hyping it. You can use that to wake people up about the end game for global enslavement, what their larger eugenics program is. That is the key here. Yes, he's got it up. Is swine flu a race-specific virus? Very important for people to see that, to educate them about the fact that regardless if this is or not, and we certainly hope not, this is the real issue. This is what the globalists are planning to release on us in their own words in the United Nations Biological Diversity Assessments, in Secretary of Defense Cohen's speech in 97, in Dick Cheney's Rebuilding America's Defenses September 20th, 2000 document. This is the crisis they're using to bring in the New World Order, the smokescreen for the gun control treaties, the smokescreen for the SDRs and the new global currency, the smokescreen for the dumping of the dollar. It's all happening right now. Peso tumbles. Swine flu may prompt Mexico to tap IMF. We're going to get to that coming up. But I do want to encourage listeners to not become distracted to the fact they're trying to pass a whole regimen of listing carbon. Carbon dioxide is a deadly toxic waste carcinogens that can tax, they say, hundreds of things. Every facet of life, they're trying to pass that right now. They're trying to pass a treaty to massively ban reloading and license you individually to do it, to change anything on your rifle, license you, register all your guns. It's happening. They've introduced it. Obama's lobbying for it. The plunging economy. They're setting up the new bank of the world right now. China announced today they're going to dump more dollars. They're buying up all these U.S. European companies with their dollars. They're dumping them, not into other currencies, but into copper, gold, silver, and real assets and infrastructure. Shipping companies, highway, toll road companies. The elites are dumping their fiat currency into snatching up the infrastructure. That's why you hear about privatization. It's not privatization. It's the government stuff we all paid for being given to them to still be managed by the government, but with taxes slapped on it to private interest. That's what the New World Order is. It's paying taxes to private global cartels that are bigger than governments. Walmart is the seventh largest economy in the world. Walmart. Of the 100 biggest economies, 49 of them, last time I saw it in Forbes, a couple of years ago, I'm told it was growing. I got an email saying it was 50-something, but I haven't proven it. 49 of the 100 biggest economies aren't governments. They're corporations, and they combine forces together, and that's called the New World Order. You understand? That's what the New World Order is, ladies and gentlemen. And so I'm telling you. Keep buying the books and videos at InfoWars.com. Continue to support us, what we're doing here, so we can expand while all of this is going on. The bandwidth charges are going up and up and up. InfoWars, Prison Planet, all of them are just exploding. The amount of people listening on the Internet, watching the videos that we pay to stream. We need your financial support, so don't forget that. Get Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement right now. It's so important everybody see that. It's so important you give your neighbor the high-quality DVD so they know who the globalists are, what their history is, what their master plan is. Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The Obama deception, so people know who this guy really works for and how he's going to use crises to bring in world government. We say that at the end of the film. Look out. Get the DVDs, InfoWars.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001. That's 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv. It's the quickest way to download Endgame in high quality, Terrorstorm in high quality, Obama Deception, Truth Rising, Fabled Enemies in high quality, and burn them to DivX. It plays in almost all the new DVD players. You can burn it on regular CDs for like 20 cents a piece that play in regular systems and give them to everybody. It's an info war. The people are now ready to wake up. But if we all just only care about ourselves and just hide out in our houses from the what looks like hyped up flu, that isn't the real threat. The threat is the martial law, the police state that they're quietly announcing and setting up all around us right now. Now, speaking of the economy, I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up because he hasn't been up this week. to talk about this. A peso tumble, swine flu may prompt Mexico to tap IMF, Bloomberg. Mexico is more likely to draw on the $47 billion credit line for the International Monetary Fund after the deadly swine flu outbreak sparked the peso's biggest tumble in 6 months, according to Barclays Capital. And those are SDRs, imaginary fiat money the IMF and World Bank are issuing. And the IMF has been chosen, not the World Bank, to be the new bank of the world. And then it's backed up with your carbon taxes to these bastards. So they get the interest and the power. You pay for it. The peso sank 5.1% yesterday, the biggest decline among all currencies. The dollar's dropping. Gold and silver are exploding. But copper is just off the chart. IMF, again, approves $47 million credit line for Mexico. That's already happened. Governor Perry declared a swine flu state of disaster in Texas as they prepare for quarantines and forced inoculations. That's what happens when they go to level 5, and that's what quietly being done right now, ladies and gentlemen. I want to bring Ted Anderson up. Ted, I've got the reports here in my stack. China is now dumping dollars en masse, snatching up gold, silver, copper, palladium, platinum, timber stocks, road stocks, mining stocks, media stocks, military stocks, U.S. companies. They are just dumping. And this is just insane, Ted.
You're right about that, Alex. China is the key player in the economic picture for the United States because China has been the largest financier of U.S. government security sales for about the last 10 years. And China holds on to, it's like $3.3 trillion worth of U.S. government securities. If they decided to dump that portfolio all at once, the United States dollar would be worth less than the Mexican peso. And you're watching the Mexican peso go down right now. I mean, it has a lot to do with, people not traveling to that country, a lot of trust. The European continent right now is looking at quarantine the United States. I mean, that's the type of things that are going on. Of course, this has huge economic consequences. And like you said, the United States dollar is tumbling right now, and gold is going up, and so is silver. And, of course, that industrial metal copper is going up as well. So, yeah, indeed, right now, this particular time is another one of those trigger points that people should be looking seriously at gold and silver, and they should be looking seriously at their stock investments, their bond investments, their annuities, their IRAs, their 401k plans, everything that has anything to do with paper currency. I mean, this whole euphoric movement that happened on the stock market here recently can be wiped out so quickly, and we all know that.
That's what I was about to say, is that if people can go back to this, 3 months ago, 2.5 months ago, when the market was down at 6,000 something, people said, what do I do? And I said, well, I'm not going to give you advice, but what I would do if I own stock, which I don't, is I would wait till it runs back up, because Bob Chapman, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, everybody else I trust who've been accurate in the past, that's the key, proof's in the pudding, as they say, they have been saying it's going to probably run up to 8,000 or 9,000 again, and that's the time to get out. And then it may go down again and then back up again. But the point is, I would say now is the time, personally, to at least partially get out of the market before it goes back down again. Because, folks, they're already telling Americans not to come to Europe. They're already banning a lot of the food exports that we export, one of the few things we still have. This is already causing a lot of people to cancel trips to the United States. And if this continues, the government continues to hype this up. And it just hit me, Ted. It just hit me. Remember how when they wanted the Banker Takeover Act, known as the Bailout Act, October 3rd to pass, and Congress wouldn't pass it, they threatened them with physical martial law, Senator Inhofe and others on record, and we had some congressmen here on the show to confirm it, and they spoke on C-SPAN and the floor, that it was psychological terrorism, fear-mongering, saying we're going to have a depression if you don't do this, and then it made the market in the next 4 months go down, from 10,000 to 6,000, so almost 4,000 full points. That was psychological terrorism. And the way the media is hyping this and making it such a big deal, when if they're separately telling the truth that it isn't that deadly of a flu, then when they ignore other flus that kill tens of thousands, then they are purposely trying to kill the market. So come out and say the scary stuff, but then say, it's like saying, hey, honey, you're really ugly, but, oh, I'm just joking. I think you're beautiful, to your wife. The damage is done, and they go, oh, but we'll save you, we'll protect you. It looks like they're trying to bottom out the markets right as they've agreed and are having the meetings to officially set up the world government, Ted.
Well, I can tell you, Alex, I've been trading in the gold and silver market for 30 years, and I also, during that period of time, had a Series 7 license, and I handled securities as well, including the stocks, bonds, CDs, annuities. I handled all that stuff. And I can tell you right now, there's a resistance level somewhere at 8,200, right around that level on the Dow Jones Industrial Average. And gold comes down to that 880 level, and it bounces right back up again. Always, you know, just, I shouldn't say always, but almost 100% of the time, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is falling in the fall of the year and up during the summer. And gold and silver is falling during the summertime. It's having its lowest point and then comes racing right back up. By the time October comes, we have our October surprises like the crash of 1997 and certainly a lot of things that happened here. The market right now is telling us that, you know, that things are very unstable because gold and silver's up now in the spring coming into the summer. The stock market is teetering right at this $8,100 Dow. And then, you know, and here you have China talking about dumping their U.S. government securities and getting away from the paper currency altogether, the U.S. dollar.
Yeah, folks, now is the time to move into gold and silver. That's what I personally believe in my heart. You know, if I had more capital, that's what I'd be doing right now. That's what I've been doing. Ladies and gentlemen, get into gold and silver now. Ted, I want to go to calls, but first, give folks the contact info to stop the procrastination and get into physical holdings of gold and silver.
Well, 1-800-686-2237. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237. And once again, Alex, I've been buying a lot of gold here at that 880 level, and I have things priced according to that point in the marketplace, and gold is over $900 an ounce, so now is the time to be getting involved. I mean, the francs right now are at 214. They should be trading in the 221 level right now. I still have a good supply of those Lakota silver rounds, which people are just crazy over, which is, I think it's great that people are getting silver in their hands, and they're at 1771. And, you know, just everything's moving up. The price.
And those are selling for literally $20 to $25 a piece on eBay and everywhere else, and people can't get them. You've got thousands of them. Again, 800-686-2237. What other coins do you have, Ted?
Well, we also have U.S. Eagles. Just a very, very tiny supply of the Buffalo coin. I have $20 double eagles. I've got $10 gold pieces. Probably, again, the best buy in the marketplace right now, however, is the sovereign at 267, the francs at 214. I picked up about 30 bags of Franklin halves. They're at 869 apiece.
Okay, 800-686-2237. You have the Franklin halves. That's a great deal. 800-686-2237. And the brokers will be there till midnight tonight, Ted?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And if you want to place your order, just go ahead and call in. And even if you don't hit us at that time, leave a message. Let us know you did call. And I don't care if silver's $15 an ounce tomorrow, and gold is sitting at $1,005. I'm still going to honor those prices.
All right, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Okay, thank you so much, Ted Anderson, for coming on with us.
You're certainly welcome.
Now, listen, folks, we've got Dr. Lynn Horowitz coming up in about 15 minutes. We're going to start simulcasting right at the start of the hour at PrisonPlanet.tv, the radio show, then turns into a TV show the last 2 hours. For PrisonPlanet.tv members and viewers, Dr. Lynn Horowitz is coming up with just incredible bombshell info, and we hope he's wrong about all this, but he was the guy that was right about the anthrax attacks being the government, and the FBI came to his house and threatened him. So that is coming up, just power-packed info, giving you the full spectrum analysis for people who think it's a hoax, to people who think it's real, people who think it's in between, but the government's using it as certainly as a way to take liberties and train us to take forced inoculations and the rest of it. We're covering it all, ladies and gentlemen, here today. Well, let's go ahead and talk to John in Ohio, who says he disagrees, so he goes to the head of the line, then Michael, Leo, Randy, Steve, and others. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, with a minute or two, I can't really compete with you, but and you know I've been supporting most of what you've been saying and publicizing your work on national radio and the rest of it, but I'm really getting really disgusted that it's almost obsessive compulsive that you piggyback on the decades of marinated anti-communist propaganda and falsification. Nobody's going to question it. You get ahead in this society. for promoting some of the most exaggerated distortions of what various forms of communism, socialism, whether it's China, the former Soviet Union.
Hey, John,
you know that. I know you're going to.
Hold on, John. I explain that the big bankers use socialist systems to rob the public blind. So, and I mean, you know, I call people liberals. I call them conservatives, just so they can understand what I'm talking about. I don't believe in the left-right paradigm. And let me guess, you're upset about Larry Pratt calling Obama a Marxist?
That's part of it. Everything bad, everything evil is socialist or communist. It's an insult to people's intelligence. I heard the Oath Takers say the same thing. Larry Pratt, for instance, supported the genocide in Guatemala and said this is the kind of gun ownership we want, is to have the death squads that they've got in Guatemala killing a quarter million people.
You know,
people
that was that million. Was Rolling. I've been sent to, that was Rolling Stone magazine, John, that he was saying we need citizens to be able to be armed in America just like the Contras. And then look, I was sent a liberal video saying I supported McVeigh bombing OKC. I could sue that guy into oblivion. I said the government did it. McVeigh was a puppet. I mean, the left, it lies. Their foundation paid for, John, just like the controlled right. Look, I appreciate your call.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all-natural insecticides from FreshwaterOrganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP, to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
Horowitz coming up at the start of the next hour. In fact, John, let's go ahead and get him on the horn. You don't want to miss this interview with Dr. Lynn Horowitz. Got a bombshell video he did up on InfoWars.com for YouTube right now where he lays it out. And I'd roll my eyes. I've seen similar info put up by others, but we didn't post it because I don't know them. But I know Horowitz pegged the anthrax situation back in 2001 with total precision before anybody else did. So that's why I take what he's saying with a lot of credibility. And that is coming up. Right now, let's go to Michael in Missouri. Michael, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking the call. I wanted to say a couple things locally, globally, and then to comment on the carbon taxes and the gun laws that are trying to be passed right now. I just wanted to remind people what another resistor to empire once said is that an unjust law makes a just man a criminal. And that doesn't mean that you have to obey these laws when they pass them. If you're a just person, you can become a resistor. We're already criminals in their eyes in a lot of ways. So
let me be clear. In fact, let me coin this now. Living is a crime. Being alive is a
Absolutely.
Crime to the globalists. I saw like five more stories yesterday I didn't even cover where they're all over the news in major papers saying we've got to cut our population by half and implement one-child policies to follow the carbon footprint. The water footprints. I mean, this is total tyranny. It's actually happening. So everybody, call everybody you know. Tell them Dr. Lynn Horowitz is coming up right now, whether you're listening on AM, FM, shortwave, internet, satellite. You know, everybody's got computers, or almost everybody. Tell them to tune in right now at infowars.com to Dr. Horowitz. What would happen if the millions of listeners we got told somebody to tune in right now? We double our audience today. And a lot of days you can't get your friends or family to listen. Today, they might tune in, want to know what's really going on with this strange flu. So I can't wait to hear the full breakdown by Dr. Lynn Horowitz.
I sent the emails out. The things I wanted to talk about locally really quick, in my town, St. Charles, Missouri, 2 weeks ago we had a roadblock, mandatory roadblock.
I saw that in the news.
They called it a DUI checkpoint, but they were drawing blood. For people that didn't see that, if you refused a breathalyzer, they had court orders to draw your blood. Now, last night, at a Channel 9, a PBS Jim Lehrer News Hour that was filmed in St. Louis last night, our mayor, Patty York, was on the panel. I approached her after the filming, and I asked her about this. I said, why would the city allow this to happen? And she looked at me and said, this is not a city program. This is a federal program.
Yeah, let me stop you. In Austin, it's a federal program. In Missouri, I did see the newspapers, Kansas City Star and others. These are not real warrants. The judge signs a blank court order to take blood at the side of the road. They have the cops do it. It's totally illegal. And now the feds are announcing, oh, we want DNA taken from everybody stopped at checkpoints with a tissue swab out of the cheek. So think of how, imagine if when we were kids they taught us in Nazi Germany they took blood at checkpoints. You'd go, oh, those Nazis. Or in 1984, they only videotape you and check your papers. Can you imagine if they were taking blood from Winston Smith in 1984? This is beyond 1984. They just do it. The government is rogue. The government is criminal. And so you talked to your local rep, and they said, hey, this is federal.
Yeah, she said this was a federal program, and I said, is this DHS? She said, yes, it is Homeland Security. And
yeah.
Then we also have FEMA facilities within the area. We have Weldon Springs. And I was curious why the federal program would be doing this here, and then I realized we're the home place of Boeing, Raytheon, and Monsanto.
They're doing it everywhere.
Well,
it is a federal grant to train you to go through checkpoints and have your blood taken. I appreciate your call. No, I mean, I know it's federal. I've had the police chief of Austin in here defending himself. The vampiric Arde Saveda. Oh, he is something else. But, you know, the devil's pretty nice when he's standing next to you with his arm around you going, let's go out and get dinner, Alex. Probably Acevedo probably wants to suck my blood behind the trash cans, you know, at the restaurant.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.